about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. I am here with
Jennifer.
Jennifer, before we start the movie, it might be good if I check if we're recording. Check, check. Yes, we are.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Welcome to Thoughts for Your Thoughts. I'm Derry Merbles, filling in for David Parker, who took off for 8 months to study the migration patterns of our nation's squirrels. We have not seen him since.
Obama and Biden, are you kidding? The Three Stooges.
How do you keep your head about your...
Oh, man!
Lisa's going through this phase where she doesn't eat any meat.
I don't know about you, but I've been thinking about meat all day long.
I like meat.
Let's go grab some of that meat.
And now...
I could never eat this much meat. That's not what I hear.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:35 and Monday, the 17th of March.
Yes, indeed.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Thank you.
How was your weekend, Lisa?
It was good.
Good?
Yeah, I didn't get to see any movies or anything, but...
Well,
did you go?
I went to, yes.
What
did
you see?
I went to see a great movie.
Do you remember what it was?
Now I do, yes. Need for Speed.
It was good?
You know what? Great is a super overstatement.
Because Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, no.
It's a stinker.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a lot of action, a lot of good car driving. Take the action and the car driving out, and it's just an abysmal failure.
Okay.
So I need to rephrase that.
All right.
Let's start this morning with a weird story. West Hollywood skincare guru. I guess they run in these crowds where once you become popular, all of the celebrities go to you.
Oh, yeah. You read about them in like Vanity Fair and
yes.
magazines that publish their
One of the people
list.
That you read about in those is Dawn DeLuise.
Okay.
And she's a well-known skincare guru to the stars like Nicki Minaj and Jennifer Aniston, Alicia Silverstone. She's 55-year-old. She's a former model.
Mm-hmm.
And she ran a West Hollywood skin refinery. Tell me if you've heard about this, Lisa, that used electrical muscle stimulation instead of a normal facial.
Yeah, I have heard of that.
Okay, so that was all the rage, and she was the one that was doing it.
Okay.
InStyle magazine did a feature on her and other national publications. And then Gabriel Suarez, a new skincare guru, moved in a couple of doors down and started offering facials and male body waxing. And then there was a big competition, and they started fighting.
Okay.
Because her, you know, he's moving in on her turf.
Gotcha.
Here's where it gets weird. L.A. County Sheriff's Department officials now say that DeLuise tried to hire a hitman to kill Suarez.
Wow.
How? This just got serious.
Well, there's big money in skin, let me tell you.
What's up with that, though? You would think, like, if I were to ask you what job did people do where they hired a hitman, you would never say skincare.
I would say garbage removal.
Yeah, good. Sure wouldn't be facials.
No, it would not.
Sure wouldn't be that. Detectives said they found DeLuise's text message that laid out her plan for the hit.
Wow.
Apparently somebody was cyber stalking her, and it supposedly wasn't Suarez, but she thought it was. So she hired a former NFL player that she knew and tried to hire him to kill him. To take him out for $1 million.
That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
Must have a lot. She must charge a fortune for facials if she can do that.
Yes, but also.
I know. I'm not getting the point.
Right. Who does that? Who literally takes out a hit? It seems like.
I can't.
That's
imagine.
One of those things that, you know, crazy people, degenerates.
Or
people.
You grow up in a family where, like, a crime family
right.
or something, but you went to cosmetology school, you were a model, and now you have a place that does facials.
Right.
You're not the kind of person that orders a hit.
You're not the Godfather.
No.
What are you doing putting a hit on somebody?
Too many movies.
So so she's in jail. Ugh. She's in jail with no bail, so congratulations to her.
Her skin looks fabulous.
Her skin does look good, and that's the important part. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We have Bianca Kalik on the program.
I think I know who that is.
Mrs. Mike Catherwood.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be in the studio talking about Undateable.
Her new TV show.
New TV show and comedy tour, oddly enough, which is
really?
A little strange. Yeah.
What? Okay. Okay.
We are going to talk to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
Okay.
And check out all the new gossip over the weekend. We have a secret show. Tickets to Coldplay.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We're going to give you those as well. We have Kevin Pollak on the show today.
He's great.
A little too big of a name for our show, but he's going to slum it for a little bit.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Matt Money Smith about the Lakers and their incredible run to next year's playoffs, or maybe the year after. And we have LaQuisha talking about the Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
So awesome.
Can't wait for that as well. That's one of those shows that I really don't want to watch, but I may have to start. It's fantastic.
I love what LaQuisha does with it.
Right. That's the beauty is right. LaQuisha watches it, brings it highlights. Then, you know, if you don't have time or whatever, you're not interested in sitting through the whole thing, you don't have to.
But you're getting reeled in.
I really am. Oh my because God. It's impossible to imagine that...
These people are so insipid?
Yes, that this is real.
It's not.
It's almost like they're written characters and they're writing it way too extreme. Nobody would ever be that way for reals. So we'll talk to LaQuisha and get a big update on that. Plus, don't forget, we've got your tickets to Coachella at 9 a.m. this morning. We will take a quick break. We'll come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52. Harvey
Levin. Screw that song. Doesn't need to stop before you talk. Just go, go, go.
It stops super, super cold and quick.
I know.
It catches you by surprise. It doesn't
jump in on there.
It doesn't sound like it's going to quit, and then it just quits harshly.
Yeah.
We have Thanks for That Info Bean coming up in a minute. We are going to talk to Harvey Levin, and we also are going to give away some tickets to The Secret Show for Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Because when you think St. Patrick's Day,
you think Coldplay.
It's Coldplay. It's all about Coldplay.
That's right.
So that's coming up right now. Ralph is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. As the only Irishman on the show, I do want to give you much love and say, take it easy today. It's okay. You don't have to drink all the beer. You don't have to drink all the whiskey. There'll be some left tomorrow. Don't let them get to you, man. Don't let them force you into vomiting. It's not necessary. Just enjoy yourself. Pace yourself. Take it easy. You know why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on March 17th?
Why?
Because that's the day a snake wrangler threw a snake out of Ireland.
Wow, are you a confused little man?
I don't know.
St. Patrick, who was the man credited, basically, the bishop credited for bringing Christianity to Ireland.
Right.
Prior to the 300s or so, was basically a pagan society.
And they worshipped snakes.
No, they didn't worship. Okay. So they sent the church sent St. Patrick, who had lived and became a priest in Ireland because he was captured in England and made a slave.
No kidding.
Yeah. And when he escaped from his captors, he went to the church and he became a priest. So they made him the bishop of Ireland, and he brought Christianity, basically to the pagans, the heathens there in England.
And when he would preach in his church, he would use snakes.
No, stop with the snakes.
But then one bit him and he died.
That was a different guy.
Oh,
like
sorry.
2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. This didn't start 2 weeks ago?
So he died in 1461, but the date of his death was always in dispute. Was it March 7th or March 8th or March 9th?
Oh.
There was a bitter dispute about that. So in order to make peace, the Catholic Church celebrates his passing on March 17th, the combination of 8 and 9.
It's weird. They wouldn't just pick one or the other.
They couldn't. There was really strong feelings about both dates. And they said, all right, we'll just compromise. Neither of you wins. We're going to the 17th. And that's when we're going to drink till we vomit. All right. Break. On two. So.
There's no snakes? I thought there were snakes.
The snakes.
Seriously.
That they talk about.
Yeah. Seriously.
It's symbolic. It's metaphorical. That these snakes represent Satan and evil. When they say that St. Patrick drove the snakes from Ireland,
they weren't real snakes.
There were no real snakes.
I've thought that my whole life.
No snake like the snake like Adam and Eve, the snake in the tree.
Right.
You know, like represents Satan and evil.
I get what you're saying now,
yes.
But.
But the story never was that he literally drove all the actual physical snakes out of Ireland.
See, and I thought the snakes got on Noah's Ark.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
Ah.
I got a lot of teaching to do this morning with you people.
Hey, beer bug, wasn't that when you ended up under a bush?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
St. Patrick's Day?
Lived in a bush.
Day after,
Don't
yeah.
let that happen to you.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
I think we'll take your St. Patrick's Day disaster stories a little bit later on this morning.
That's a good idea.
Many of us in this room have them.
No doubt.
Learn from us.
Yeah, it took me about 30 years to learn how not to just kill myself on St. Patrick's Day. It is Monday. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office like we do. Mr. Peabody and Sherman, the big surprise of the weekend. Good word of mouth. In its second week, popped it to number one. $21.2 million made it number one. Then right behind that, 300, Rise of an Empire, $19.1 million. Then number three was Need for Speed in its debut.
Kevin.
$17.8 million. It was a great movie.
Yeah, I misspoke.
Okay, I have to take that back. It was an abysmal failure, except for the cars.
But at least they knew that's what people were going for, and the cars were, and the car racing and the stunt driving and stuff was 85% of that movie.
They loaded it up.
Yep.
Nonstop was fourth. Tyler Perry's Singles Mom Club debuted with just $8.3 million. Well, that's reassuring. Maybe America's catching on to Tyler Perry.
Too much Tyler?
Or too many white girls in the cast. That's what I was thinking. I looked at the poster.
The recipe for disaster.
I was like, oh, Tyler may not be pleasing his audience here. There's like three out of the five single moms in the Single Mom Club look like white girls.
Trying to cross over.
I guess he is, but The Lego Movie was sixth. Excuse me. Son of God was seventh. The Grand Budapest Hotel, $3.6 million, made it number eight. Frozen was ninth. And then Veronica Mars, little Veronica Mars movie in its debut, made $2 million over the weekend. That was just theater box office. No word of what they got in downloads and iTunes and stuff.
It was pretty limited, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, very limited.
As far as theaters?
I'm hoping they do very well from themselves. Don't believe everything you read on the internet.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it was all true.
No, sometimes it's not. Just ask Wayne Knight, the actor who played Newman on Seinfeld. Big rumor over the weekend that he died in a car accident in Pennsylvania. Imagine Wayne's surprise when he read that online and had to tweet out the news that he was okay, still with a sense of humor. The tweet read, thusly, "Some of you will be glad to hear this, others strangely disappointed, but I am alive and well," he tweeted. Later, he was very upset when he tweeted, "Does someone have to die to trend?" Apparently, Wayne Knight was trending on Twitter, and he was a little upset. It was because he was going to die.
That does help.
And Matthew McConaughey looks like he may be done with shirtless roles now that he's won the Oscar. Now that he's a big-time
He doesn't seem
actor.
Like he ever wants to put his shirt on.
I know. But maybe in real life, but in the movies, he told Channing Tatum, according to Star Magazine, not to include him for Magic Mike 2. He won't be back for Magic Mike 2.
Is that right?
I guess once you win an Oscar, you don't want to go back to playing a male stripper. He's looking for more high-profile films. So we'll see what happens. And this is the best. Not only is Jenny McCarthy telling you not to get your kids vaccinated, but now Kristen Cavallari has jumped on the bandwagon.
Well, I was waiting for her to weigh in.
Those
are the two people I would look to for advice on things scientific and child rearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was on a Fox show called The Independents, and she announced that she and her husband, Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler, would not be getting their children vaccinated. Here's what she said, and I quote, "I've read too many books about autism. There's studies. Now, one in like 88 boys is autistic, and that's a scary statistic."
It is.
"Listen, to each their own. I understand both sides of it. It's a personal choice." No, it's not. It's science! Don't listen to Kim Kardashian, for that matter, but Kristen Cavallari and Jenny McCarthy. Listen to scientists. Did you know there's more Irish Americans in California than any other state in the Union?
I did not.
No.
You would think Massachusetts, right?
Yeah.
Or Pennsylvania, or even New York?
Or New York, yeah.
California has the highest number of Irish Americans.
No kidding.
Today there will be a lot of green clothing.
Yep.
And not a lot of green cards. So it's going to be very strange. Today's celebrity birthday is Patrick Duffy.
Hey, Patrick Duffy.
Who better to be born on St. Patrick's Day than Patrick Duffy? 65 years old today. Kurt Russell is 63. Gary Sinise, Lieutenant Dion, he's 59 years old. Rob Lowe turns 50. Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins is 47. And actress Brittany Daniels is 38. If I'm not mistaken, she's a twin, so Dave should have put her sister on this list, but, you know, it's Dave.
She a belle?
Oh, yeah, Brittany Daniels, definitely a belle. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Congratulations to Fernando Venezuela.
Really?
He used to play for the Dodgers?
No, that was Valenzuela.
Valenzuela. Oh, just got tickets for the Secret Coldplay show. We've got your tickets coming up for that. Right now it's time to check in with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. TMZ, of course, airs on Fox Monday to Friday at 6 p.m. Monday to Friday at 4 p.m. is TMZ Live, and TMZ Sports airs on the weekends at midnight. Hi, Harvey. How was your weekend?
It was good. How's yours?
Very good. Thank you. So let's talk about some of the stories that you've got on your site today.
Okay.
It's funny because when you come in on a Monday, you really do have to check in on TMZ, and you have to go through maybe the first two or three pages if you weren't watching over the weekend, because there's a lot of stuff going on. Let's talk about Tyler, the creator at South by Southwest.
Yeah, I mean, he was arrested for inciting a riot at the concert. Now, this is on the heels of that horrible thing that happened with, you know, the guy that mowed down all those people.
Right.
And he had a concert and was just crazy inside. And they arrested him, saying that he incited a riot, so he never got out of town.
Didn't they say he was on stage, like, telling people, push past the security. Come on, everybody.
It's ridiculous. And, you know.
And they didn't arrest him then, as far as I could tell. It looked like he was at the airport getting ready to leave.
He was at the airport when they picked him up. But there was an arrest warrant, which is why they got him at the airport, because I think what happened was he went through security and then it triggered it. But which is weird because, you know, Austin's not that huge a town, and you would think they'd know where he was, especially since he was headlining.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, they popped him at the airport for sure.
That is the beauty of Austin, is it's a tiny town. It's got a great tiny little downtown where you can literally park and walk the whole time.
So how could the cops not figure out where he was?
I don't know. That's
very strange.
That's a good question. But apparently he made things a lot worse than they needed to be, and they were not happy with that.
Yeah.
Chris Brown, back to jail.
Aw, really? Oh, what a shame.
What a shock, huh?
Catch us up on that one.
So on Friday, he got kicked out of rehab. There were three things he did. It did not involve violence or using drugs, but there were three things he did violating the rules there, and they threw him out. His problem was that the judge ordered him to stay there until mid-April because the judge wanted him in rehab until his Washington, D.C. assault case ran its course. And the judge said that if you get thrown out again, because he had been thrown out once before, then I'm going to put you in jail. Well, guess what? He got thrown out on Friday, and he got picked up on an arrest warrant, and he is now in jail without bail. His lawyer, Mark Aragos, is going to court today trying to spring him, but the judge could keep him there for a little over a month.
How about that?
Wow. He just cannot contain himself.
What do you think's going on in the mind of these celebrities, Harvey? Do you think it's just I've been getting away with stuff for so long that he doesn't mean it either?
Kind of. I mean, honestly, I think when people really young get, you know, really famous and rich, the problem is that they don't learn the rules.
Yeah.
I mean, they never learn the rules. And that's one of the things that just over time that I've kind of seen. It's not like they break the rules. They've never really learned the rules of being an adult. And I think when that stuff happens, it's really hard for them to conform when they've never learned it in the first place. And, you know, and in some ways, do you just feel that?
Yes, we did.
Sorry, can we get off the phone?
Yes, we can. Yeah. Okay. Because you keep using that word.
I didn't even notice he did that.
Yep, twice. That was a pretty big earthquake.
Wow.
We will take a break and come right back. All right, so we just had an earthquake.
Yes, we did.
They're saying it's a 4.7. They were saying it's near Westwood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the information they have. They are now on the news. Reading tweets. That's what's happening right now.
Quake at Shake, Rattle, and Roll. And getting more reports coming in from Echo Park as well. Buildings bouncing in Echo Park. Monica Cruz just tweeted that.
All right. So they're reading tweets about the earthquake. They don't really have any information. It's 4.7. It's Westwood. That's what we know so far.
Yeah.
And we will keep you updated. If there's any new news, we will get to it. First, though, let's talk about Beyonce. And let's talk about the word bossy. Ralph did this story in the showbiz on Friday. She's joining a group of people, including Jennifer Garner and Jane Lynch and U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, for a viral campaign which says that the word bossy is not necessarily a good word because guys are considered, you know, aggressive or leaders.
Take charge.
Right. And girls who are that way get the word bossy.
Look, it's just the polite way of saying controlling bitch, which is the way that they have always talked about women like Barbara Streisand, for instance, who know what they want and want to get it done. And honestly, I truly believe if it were a man saying and doing the exact same things, you're right. He'd be called in control, in charge, knows what he wants. But when it's a woman, it's a different story.
Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg also joined it, and she's saying the exact same thing, is that it needs to be a there needs to be a kinder word for women who are in charge. And so we thought we would go
perhaps
to our
– positive word.
Yes. We thought we would go to our expert, which is Bruce Endicott from Coffee. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Kevin Levine. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Tell us about Coffee. I can never remember what that stands for.
Coffee is an organization that we put together trying to bridge the gap, as it were, between genders, between sexual orientation, between races. It stands for Caucasians Offering Friendship for Everyone, Enveloping Everyone, or something. I forget.
You don't remember either?
I'm shaken up. There was an earthquake.
There was an earthquake. That's true. You felt that.
Did you? Was it a rocking or a rolling sensation?
Well, it was both.
Which did you feel?
I'd say
rocking than rolling.
I'd go rocking.
Okay, I felt like a rolling, and
you
then
did.
It rocked, and then it's like a jolt, and then it started rolling again.
I'm going backwards. I think rocking and then rolling.
Some tweets from friends who they felt it. Felt like rolling, then rocking, then jolting.
Right. It was a 4.7, and it was near Westwood, and that's all we know. That's all the news knows. So we'll keep you updated. Now, are you sidetracked, Bruce, or can you focus on this?
No, I've heard what you're saying about women in the workplace.
Yes.
I absolutely agree. It's time that we started treating women just the way we treat men in the workplace.
All right. Can you give us some examples?
Well, I think this is a great idea to ban this word bossy, because it is sort of always aimed at women in the workplace. And here at Coffee, we think that women need to be treated the same as we treat men in the workplace.
Okay.
And most men that we work with are assholes. So it's time to start calling women assholes.
Well, I'm not sure that – I don't think that's what they're going for. I think they're trying to find a good word for good leaders.
Right.
That's fine, but there's very few good leaders out there, men or women.
Okay.
There must be some.
Most people we work with are just dicks.
Okay.
Let's face it.
Well, are you the one that's supposed to teach us how to do it right, though?
But that's how you treat women equally. It's, you know, very often – a woman can be a real pain in the ass at work, just like a man. But we don't tell her as much because she's got a nice rack.
You're not supposed to say that.
I
know. So, but we're distracted by it, and so we treat her differently. We're nicer to her than we are the douchebag who works in the cubicle next to us.
Have you thought through this particular topic? Because
it's time to stop looking at their great racks and great asses and just treat women with the same disdain we do with our other coworkers. Just say, you're an asshole.
I'm not sure that you're...
Let's not make gender a part of it. You're a non-specific gender asshole.
Say that to them. I'm not sure that you have understood this story.
Well, they should have thought of that before they were bitches.
Okay. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:50.
Sorry, a little late.
Some people are a little more scared of earthquakes than others. We understand it can be a scary experience. Hopefully the 4.4, which I believe has been downgraded to from a 4.7, is all there's going to be today.
Yeah.
In which case, we could continue making fun of Channel 4.
I sure felt it. My family sure felt it. The pets sure felt it.
And Patrick, as you're talking, we're noticing the NBC4 seismograph, and it looks like we may have had just a little aftershock that we didn't really feel.
Right. Mm.
This is the quintessential local bad news story.
Well, it is, but I think
because they got nothing.
Right.
But there's
There's only two things to report.
Yeah.
4.1.
One, that there was an earthquake.
Yes.
And then secondly, where it was epicentered and what the magnitude was.
Right.
That's it. That's the only thing you can report about earthquake ever.
Well, you're wrong about that.
Lancaster. Reggie, fill us in on what folks are saying there this morning.
Well, no one actually really felt it here, Michelle.
Nicely done.
Thank you. I'm glad we went to you in Lancaster.
They've gone to the guy in Lancaster now three times, and every time he goes, yep, didn't feel it.
I'm sure he's waving them off, and they're like, look, we got a fill.
I didn't feel it. Stop throwing it to me. I'm covering a rooster race.
I feel like we'll take it more seriously when we need to. It was a bit scary, but all right.
Look, of course it is. It's terrifying when you go through it, but when it's over... The fact that they shut down the news just to cover this and talk to people on the phone.
Read tweets.
What did you feel? Well, it was a rolling.
Right.
And then it was a jolt, a sudden jolt. And then it's, and then less of rolling, and then sort of a roll. It like sort of petered out with the rolling. Thank you. Jim in Burbank, what'd you feel? I felt the jolt first. I didn't feel any rolling. It was a jolt, and then it rolled. And then
Lancaster, Reggie, fill us in on what folks are saying there this morning.
Well, no one actually really felt it here, Michelle.
Yes.
Thank you.
We'll keep you updated if there's any news, but we're not going to go on about it every second of this morning's show. It is 6:52. We do have some tickets for you coming up next for the secret show of Coldplay.
Oh!
Coldplay. I'd like to apologize in advance for the game that we're going to play, which is Omaroki.
Yeah, he's back.
So if you can recognize Coldplay songs, give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. We will ask each of you whether you first felt a rock or a roll.
Was it rolling? Was it what sort of a wave?
And how are your pets?
Oh, did the pets feel it?
But first, time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
I talked to my wife, just checked in with her personally because I wanted to make sure everything was okay at home, and Olivia just slept through the whole thing.
Oh, sweet. Really?
You gotta love being poor.
You don't know.
You just pass out like a drunk. You just don't feel anything.
I think the people who freak out the most are people who have lived through much, 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 much worse, and they're terrified.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It's like, terrifying when the ground is shaking underneath you and the building is rocking. The terror lies in the, I don't know how big this is going to get.
Right.
Is the building going to come down on me? And then once it's over, you're like, wow, my heart's beating. But then we really just need to go forward.
All right.
I don't want to talk to Bill in Lancaster anymore.
I do. I want to check in with Bill every day.
Let's do it right now.
All right, let's see. Let's see what's going on in Lancaster, shall we?
Lancaster. Reggie, fill us in on what folks are saying there this morning.
Well, no one actually really felt it here, Michelle.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Next, we're going to Rhode Island to see what they thought then. About the earthquake.
Nothing fell off of her shelves or anything like that.
Yeah. Good update.
How about Texas? What did you think in Texas?
But I, too, lived through the Northridge earthquake back in 94.
And that's where everybody's going, is it was 1994. And wow, that's...
Where were you? This earthquake's not really exciting enough. Where were you during that other earthquake that happened 20 years ago?
All right.
I hate local news.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
It's Monday, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Mr. Peabody and Sherman, $21.2 million, made it number one in its second week. Did very well for itself. 300, Rise of an Empire, $19.1 million, made it number two. The Need for Speed, in its debut, $17.8 million, made it number three. Then Nonstop and Tyler Perry's Singles Mom Club, in its debut, only made $8.3 million. Is America saying, no, no more Tyler Perry?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Well, they did this weekend. The Lego Movie was sixth. Son of God was seventh. The Grand Budapest Hotel, Frozen, and Veronica Mars rounding out the top ten. Speaking of Son of God, did you see Family Guy last night?
I did not. Peter met God. Taped it.
No.
Cool.
Great episode. Yeah, he was tired of the Patriots losing, so he actually confronted God about it and wanted to see what was going on. So a lot of people were asking if that was me doing my Belichick impression during
that
episode last night. It was, yes, that was me.
That's awesome.
As Coach Belichick.
Nicely done.
Thanks for all your lovely emails and tweets. Little Liar! Of course, currently employed by Oprah. And Oprah has said she doesn't want to be responsible if Lindsay messes up.
It seems to... And it's only been on two times, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't see last night, but... Seems like she's distancing herself as quickly as she can.
So apparently that has...
Sounds like something is going wrong.
But Oprah has someone watching her 24/7, apparently.
Right.
Someone's just lingering outside her window, just peering in at all times to make sure she stays straight. Because I don't think she wants to be associated with Lindsay going off the wagon.
Yep.
So I think she wants to get through this season, and then she's going to just send her like an eight ball and a case of champagne, just say, go nuts. But just on your own time. Don't do it while you're associated with the network. And you going to Kanye and Kim's wedding this spring? Did you get the invitation?
I didn't. Mine must have been held up by the earthquake.
Yeah, sure. If you do go, Kevin, and I'm sure you will, you'll have to sign a confidentiality agreement.
Sure.
And then everyone is going to have to leave their phones and mobile devices at the door and go through an extensive security check. Because they don't want anyone taking photos or films of the wedding itself.
So they can sell it later, right?
Because
these
cameras will be there filming it for their special.
So that they can put it on TV. It's not they don't want it
out. No, it's not about privacy. It's about cashish.
Right.
And how much money they can make by selling their own stuff. And while we're talking about weddings, looks like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are the real deal.
Are they getting married?
Yeah.
Really?
They had a big engagement party this weekend. And according to people who were there, it was quite the bash. They had all kinds of friends from all different walks of life. Marilyn Manson, Steven Tyler, Mandy Moore. There's a threesome you don't think you're going to be hanging out together. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer, music mogul Rick Rubin. Everyone danced and partied, and apparently everyone had a blast. So that was the engagement party to kick off the fact that Johnny and Amber are gonna get married.
That's got to be weird.
Well
for
done,
what
Johnny
is
Depp.
Vanessa Paradis.
Yeah. His
got to be weird for
longtime
her.
Girlfriend.
They had two children.
Yeah, long relationship.
Never got married.
Yeah.
That would annoy me.
Well, maybe she didn't want to get married, though.
Maybe so.
Yeah, maybe it was her.
That could be.
Write her a check. She'll be okay. And while we're talking about weddings and marriages, I just lost my place. It was a rolling. I felt a rolling.
Hang on, Ralph. I'll buy you some time.
Okay.
And I remember how strong of a jolt that was. So this one doesn't compare to that.
All right.
I'm sorry. What I meant to say was, speaking of butts...
That's very different than weddings.
Congratulations to Jen Selter. You know who Jen Selter is?
I don't.
Jen Selter, you should know her if you don't. She is the latest Instagram star. Someone who has parlayed their Instagram fixation into stardom.
Okay.
Jen Selter is a physical fitness buff. I believe she's also a trainer, but she has the best butt on the internet, according to some people. And she Instagrams her ass constantly.
Okay.
In various... poses and workouts and
but it's always her
yoga
butt.
Pants. It's always her ass. Her ass is almost always in the photo. She has become such a phenomenon that Vanity Fair just did a photo shoot with her that will be in the latest issue of Vanity Fair. It is her and her ass.
Just look at that butt. That is a tight butt.
It is a tight butt. Her 2.6 million Instagram followers can now see her in the pages of Vanity Fair magazine. They say she's going to get a modeling career out of this because she took pictures of her ass.
A
for
butt
so long.
Modeling career? Or
sure, butt model. Yeah. Yeah, whatever it takes. She calls her butt selfies belfies, by the way, which makes me want to hit her in the head with a frying pan.
Belfies.
Belfies.
Wow.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Patrick Duffy was born on this St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. He is 65 years old. Kurt Russell is 63. Gary Sinise is 59. Rob Lowe turns 50. Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins is 47, and Brittany Daniels is 38 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Right back to Channel 4.
Nothing ended up falling off the shelf. All three of our cats are terrified. Mm-hmm. They are under the bed right now.
All right, important update. Thank you, Channel 4.
Those cats.
There was an earthquake. It was a 4.4. It's been downgraded. Probably a little depressed, that earthquake.
Yeah.
Started at a 4.7. Now it's a 4.4.
It's the Pluto of earthquakes.
It was. It was in Westwood, and so far that's all we know. That's all anyone knows. We're not going to go to your phones and ask if... Yes, we are. We're going to do that. We're going to go to the phones and ask what you felt, but only as a part of Omaroki.
Yeah.
Omaroki as a singer. Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
It is a secret Coldplay show, and
we can't talk about it.
That means that we're going to do Omaroki, in which point Omar is going to sing songs by Coldplay. You're going to have to somehow figure out what that song
it's
is.
It's going to be easy, because I do awesome renditions.
It's going to be very difficult. Let's start with Andre. Is that how you say your name?
Andres.
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 Olé. Yes, sir.
Rocking or rolling on the earthquake? Which did you feel?
Rolling out of the bed.
Rolling out of the bed. Okay, good answer. All right, here's Omar. He's going to sing a song by Coldplay. You tell us the name. If you do, you go into the drawing.
Sounds good.
Your skin, oh yeah, your skin and bones turn into something beautiful. You know I love you so. You know I love you so.
That is yellow.
That is yellow.
Yellow's in them bones.
No.
You
can't sing along with the clip.
Hey, dude, Chris Martin has all kinds of music and reverb and filtering going on.
Oh,
if I,
see.
Had that, I'd sing it just like that.
Is that right?
Yep.
Let's go to Raj. Hi, Raj. Raz.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
Rocking or rolling on the earthquake?
Rolling.
Rolling. Okay. So far, our audience is rolling. Time for another song for Coldplay. Here is Omar. Good luck.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Nobody said it was easy.
Right.
No one ever said it would be this hard. Oh, take me back to the start.
Okay. Roz, what do you think?
That's the scientist.
That is the scientist, yes.
Nobody said
it. I'm so good.
That wasn't bad.
I am good.
It's not as bad as normal.
Yeah.
Shoshana, hi.
Good morning, party people.
4.4 earthquake, rocking or rolling for you, ma'am?
It was rolling.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Here's Omar with a Coldplay song. Good luck.
Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that try to swim against you put a down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and plead, singing. Come and sing, innocent unsaid.
What?
Shoot an apple off my head and a trouble that can't be named. Tigers waiting to be tamed, singing.
Can you have them stop? That was Fox.
That was clocks. Yes, thank you.
Yay,
I think
I hope you don't get the tickets now.
We really only need about two lines, Omar. I don't think that you need to go on for the half of the song.
Hey, I'm giving the people what they want.
Michael,
my beautiful, velvety sounding voice.
4.4 earthquake in Westwood. What did you feel, rocking or rolling?
None of it. I was actually driving.
Okay. Oh. All right. So neither. Good. Good. Yeah. That's a new answer. All right. Yeah. Here's a Coldplay song. You tell us what the name of it is.
Look up, I look up at night. Planets are moving at the speed of light. Climb up, up in the
speed
trees.
Speed of sound, man. That's correct. Nicely done.
Look up, I look up at night.
This is the first time we've ever had everybody get them.
This happens every single time.
Jose,
no,
hi.
It
doesn't. Good morning.
4.4, rocking or rolling?
You don't understand. The ground moved. That is crazy.
It was crazy at first. I was freaked out at first, but I didn't use the S word like a certain guest that was on the air.
Oh, my God.
Twice. Okay. Here's Omaroki. Good luck.
I hear Jerusalem bells are ringing. Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror. Be my sword and shield. My missionaries in a foreign field.
Just before you guess, Jose, just let me just – have you heard that?
Yeah, but just a couple
You've heard
of times.
The song? Okay. Yeah. Jose, name of it.
It was beautiful. It was so beautiful. It was Viva La Vida.
Yes, it was.
See, now I think he should win.
Nicely done. Yeah, because it was beautiful.
Yep.
Brandon, hi.
Hi.
Rocking, rolling.
I didn't feel it. It was in the car.
Didn't feel it in the car. All right. There's another. You're just copying the last guy.
Yep.
All right, here's your Coldplay song. Good luck.
Oh, no. I see a spider web. It's tangled up with me, and I lost my head. The thought of all the stupid things I said.
Brandon.
That Sliver?
Sorry, that was Trouble.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it didn't sound anything like that. I'm sorry. I apologize to you.
Mine's actually more emotional, I think.
Right. Jordan, hi.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Rocking, rolling in the car. Which are the choices?
Actually, I didn't feel it
because
I live in Lancaster.
All right, here's your song.
When she was just a girl, she expected the world. But it flew away from her reach, and the bullets cashed in her teeth.
All right,
life
what's the name of that song?
Okay. It gets
All right.
so heavy,
yep.
the wheels
What's the name of that
the-
song?
Hey, wow. Turn down my mic.
Actually, I have no idea, to be honest, but I'll just take a guess. I'll just take, I don't know, maybe Violet Hill?
Sorry, that was Paradise.
When she was just a girl.
Omar always sings along with it
so
like,
good.
Like that's the clip. All right, let's do the drawing. We have about, let's see, five people in the drawing. See who wins the tickets to the secret Coldplay show.
The winner is Michael.
Michael, line four. Michael, congratulations.
Thank you.
You got
Thank
tickets
you
from
much.
The secret Coldplay show. And thanks for playing this poor game.
Oh, Maroki, that's our game. And how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
No new info on the earthquake, still a 4.4. It'd been downgraded from a 4.7. Westwood was where it hit, and people's cats are scared.
And if you're in your car, you didn't feel it.
I think that's pretty much, that's all we know. We'll keep an eye on it. Right now, though, we're going to talk to Kevin Pollack. Welcome him to K-Rock. Hi, Kevin.
standing near the epicenter just outside the Westwood area, and I want to tell you, the cat will not come out from under the bed.
Now, you're in New York, right, or you're here?
No, I actually am in the Mar Vista, Los Angeles area.
Oh, you are? Okay. Close. So rocking or rolling? We're taking a poll today. Did you feel rocking or did you feel rolling?
Well, I was on the air. I'm doing a radio tour for Mom, a wonderful episode tonight. And so I've been talking to the United States of America one at a time.
I see.
And I was on the air with another station when it hit.
Uh-huh.
Live in the middle of a sentence.
Sweet.
So not only did I need to change my pants, but I had to stop swearing. Which wasn't easy. It was a rolling. And then a very impactful jolt.
Jolt is a new word now.
A mile and a half, 2 miles from the epicenter.
Oh, wow. Jolt is a new word for us. I heard rocking and rolling. We're going to have to add jolt. I appreciate
that. People are underselling with the rocking and the rolling. Maybe it's because of the nature of the station in which you work.
That could be, That could be it. Let's talk about you on Mom. This is one of the few shows that actually broke through and is a hit and has already been renewed.
It's been renewed for a second season. I my character arrived about halfway through their first season when Anna Faris, his character, finds out her long-lost father indeed is just down the road a piece. Allison Janney brilliantly plays her mother and had told her entire life, I don't know who your father is. Could have been one of a dozen guys, which just gives you a little window into the dark humor of this show. Chuck Lorre, of course, behind the wheel, as he is with Mike and Molly and Big Bang Theory and Two and a Half Men. But it comes from Roseanne, you know, and so it's a very similar in tone dealing with the real issues like teen pregnancy and alcoholism and minimum wage. You know, it kind of runs the gambit and relatable and then incredibly dark with the delivery system of funny.
It is. Would you be willing to take credit that it's already been renewed because of your arc on it?
The words "you're welcome" come to mind.
All right. That's what I thought. Now,
my second episode, actually, which aired a couple weeks ago, was one of the highest rated of the season. All right, it was the highest rated. It's not important.
It isn't important.
Television's not about numbers. You guys know that.
That's right. It's all about art?
Numbers?
I don't know. It's about numbers. No, right. It is about numbers.
That's exactly
it's completely
right.
About numbers. Here's a clip of you, and I think it's from tonight's episode when you return.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
This is a surprise? What's going on?
Nothing. Just had some business in Napa and thought I'd stop by and say hi. How's it going, Bonnie?
I hate you and I wish you were dead.
You old softy.
I love Allison Janney. She's so great.
She's ridiculous. It's not even fair to the others. Everyone should go home.
She's one of those people, too, that I feel like a lot of people look at acting and they go, how hard can that be? Because you watch somebody like her, and she literally looks, she isn't acting. She's just being funny.
Effortless. It's effortless from the West Wing to the way, way back film last year. Mm-hmm. She was brilliant, and now on Mom, and getting to do dark gallows humor and making real life's pain funny. It's not as easy as it looks in her hands. You're 100% correct.
And here's why I love her, too, if I could just go on about her on your interview, if you don't mind.
Please do.
We were at a party one time, and my daughter was playing with somebody and talking, and it was an adult. It was a woman. And I didn't know. I just saw her over there, and I thought, oh, she must be having a good time. Probably for 30 minutes, the person was ignoring the rest of the party and just playing with my daughter. And then she said, hey, that's the woman right there, and it was Allison Janney.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what's going on? She's a big star.
Yeah. That's She's cool. been stealing and selling children for 22 years.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a side business. I probably shouldn't have mentioned it now.
Well, I should have been worried then. I'm a bad parent.
That really was my point.
Kevin Pollak.
She's a great spirit and a kind heart, and yes, family to small animals and children the world over. Acting with her, you know, our characters are headbutting constantly, and it's one of the joys of doing the show. And after letting her character rip into mine week after week, like the clip you just heard, this last one we shot last week, with part of a two-parter ending of the first season, they finally let my character sort of
get back in the fight and stand up for himself. And it's sparks are flying, needless to say. But tonight is a pretty great episode in the sense also that it features one of their recurring characters, brilliantly portrayed by Octavia Spencer, of course, won the Oscar for The Help, right, playing Regina. She's extraordinary.
And she's, it looks like, going to jail.
She's being sent up the river, as it were.
Right.
Yes, did a little embezzlement. But having met Bonnie's character along with Mimi Kennedy's character in AA meetings, and, you know, they really do find a way to deal with some dark stuff and make it hilarious. I can't stop stressing that point because I sort of drifted away from the sitcom world myself as a fan, and a show like this is what will bring me right back.
It's a tough line to walk, and they do it really well. The show is Mom. It's Mondays at 8:30 on CBS. Just already renewed for a second season. Kevin Pollak is back on it tonight. You can follow Kevin at Kevin Pollak on Twitter, and his website is kevinpollak.tv. You stream live every Sunday at 3 o'clock. And basically, it's a chat show. You just do whatever you want to do.
Kevin Pollak's chat show, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're doing long-form one-on-one. In fact, Tom Hanks just about set a record a couple of weeks ago going 2 hours and 42 minutes. I couldn't shut him up.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Well, I guess if
we averaged a couple hours. In fact, I had Anna Faris on just 2 weeks ago. All the episodes are up on Hulu and iTunes and YouTube. And just find Kevin Pollak's chat show. It's out there, man.
Okay, hang on. Don't listen to Tom Hanks too long. Okay, just making myself a note. Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate you coming on K-Rock today.
Always great to talk to you. Thanks.
Thanks. Man. Bye. It is 7:37. We did have an earthquake a little over an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 4.4, they're saying now, and it was centered in Westwood, and nobody has any more details than that. If we do, we will break in and let you know. LaQuisha, rocking, rolling, a jolt.
I found a jolt followed by another jolt.
Right.
That came out of my butt. Two jolts.
Oh.
The jolt of my house shaking.
Right.
And then the jolt of me filling my pants.
I don't think we need any more details on the second jolt.
I filled my pants.
We got it. Let's talk about Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
I blame them for the earthquake.
Really?
Yes. I think they suck so much that gravity got reversed or something.
Okay.
Last night on Rich Kids of Instagram Beverly Hills, they were fighting about an Instagram picture because Wang, Dorothy, she put up an Instagram picture of her and her two friends, and Morgan, the big nose, big boobs, did not like the fact that her face was slightly out of focus.
Oh.
So the morning was spent yelling at each other, a hateful screaming match about a picture on Instagram. These people, they're supposed to be best friends, and all they did was yell at each other.
I'm like half asleep this morning. I get text messages from Brendan asking me if you and I are fighting because he's so confused about the Instagram photo you put up last night. And I was very confused by it as well because I just thought it was so rude to put up a photo of your two best friends where I'm completely blurred out into non-existence. It looks like I'm watching a 3D movie without glasses on.
Are we actually fighting about Instagram right now?
Like, yeah, because that's unfortunately the reality that we live in, like where Instagram does matter.
If that is the reality you live in, get a different reality. If you're fighting about the picture someone put of you up on Instagram. Then the other friend comes over, and guess what they're still fighting about an hour later?
That Instagram?
Instagram.
Yeah. And it's a little bit early in the morning to be fighting about Instagram. We should wait till, like, after our first drink.
I didn't have a picture of you, me, and Roxy from this trip. We had a great girls' night out.
Great.
And we could have had a better one. Like, and now we're arguing about a dumb photo where you moved your face.
Okay, we could have taken another photo.
So maybe it was a little selfish. It's my Instagram. I chose the one where I look the best, and my shoes look the best, and my outfit looks the best.
Oh, lordy.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. They're in New York because Big Boobs, Big Nose, she is there to cover some fashion event in New York City for her blog, Boobs and Lubes.
Right.
And this is going to make her a big blogging star because of all the big blogging stars there are. She wants to be one of the big bloggers.
Now, she started this to make money, right?
Well, she's got rich family. They all got rich families, so they don't need to make money.
Oh, I see.
But she has no career, and she's going to make this her career now. Well, it was her writing about her boyfriend, not taking her to the right restaurant or when we went to spin class. Now that she's going to turn this into something. She's got big dreams for her blog.
This opportunity is huge for me. My ultimate goal with Boobs and Lubes, honestly, just hopefully it turns into a book one day. I want it to be the all-American girl book. And European, because that's cheap.
The all-American girl book. And European.
Because that's chic.
Now, they're getting ready for this big event, and they have makeup artists come over and people bringing them jewelry that they're going to loan them to wear to show up to this event that I don't even never heard of such a thing. It's a pop-up store for this fashion website, and she's going to be blogging about it. And while they're getting ready, they realize that no one, now wait for this, has ever looked as good in New York as they do in Los Angeles.
What?
No one is ever as pretty in New York as they are in Los Angeles. Here's the logic.
I feel like a prep out for New York is very different from L.A. First of all, you never feel pretty in New York. It's always gray. It's always sticky for some reason. No one is as pretty in New York
as
they
are in L.A. You just don't
glow. She's very, like, black leather and straight.
No one's ever pretty in New York than they are in L.A.
Hard to fault that logic.
It's gray and sticky.
Right.
All the time. Now, they get to this fashion event, and Big Nose Big Boobs meets this Asian gentleman who is apparently a fashion reporter, and he has had a stroke. I'm not kidding.
Oh,
half
no.
of his face doesn't work. And he's like, so and his face ain't moving. And I'm like, what the hell am I watching on this television? And he meets Big Nose Big Boobs and wants to know what she's doing there. And first of all, she's concerned going into this event. She's very nervous. Because she thinks that she may not be up to the task.
I think that I'm definitely my own worst critic. I mean, I basically analyze everything to death. So I think that if anybody's going to ruin this, it's me.
No, first of all, you're wrong. I am your worst critic. You are not your worst critic, Big Nose, Big Nose.
No, you love you.
You love yourself so much. And although she shows some nerves going into this event, it's not until she meets Strokey the reporter that she really shows her true colors, I think. Here is Strokey asking her what she's doing at the event.
Well, I have to ask you a question. What are you guys doing here? What do you guys do?
She's working the event. Like, she's going to be blogging about the event.
Oh, so you're a journalist.
No. I'm not Ann Sawyer. I'm just writing a blog.
Ann Sawyer.
Yeah.
You mean Diane Sawyer?
Yeah. I don't know if you heard it, but she said, I'm not Ann Sawyer. I'm not a reporter. And he's like, even with a stroke, he knows, like, what do you mean, is Diane Sawyer? He knew, even with a stroke, he's smarter than she is. So it all went very well, and now, of course, she's a world-famous blogger, and we all know her name and her blog.
Wait, is that true?
Nope.
Not at all?
Nope.
All right, did you enjoy the episode?
I'm enjoying the fact that next week's the season finale.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, already.
Maybe you could go back and read.
Lisa May already. Yeah, it's been like a year I've been doing this.
It's only been like 8 episodes.
It's been a lifetime.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52. Coming up, we're going to take your St. Patrick's Day disaster stories, as we've all had them. We're going to talk to Matt Money Smith about the Lakers slide and how they can get lower. I think they're trying to get as low as possible. And they're not doing a very good job at that because they need a good draft pick. And we're going to talk to Bianca Kalik, who's going to be in the studios with us. Right now, Ralph Garman is here with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
It may be time for reality shows to stop. Just stop.
Just to stop?
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars, Celebrity Apprentice, and so on. They're out. They're done. They're finished.
That'd be okay with me.
Based on the fact that no one wants to do their shows anymore.
Ah.
Looks like the next season of Celebrity Apprentice is being set up. TMZ and Us Weekly have put out some of the names they believe, according to reliable sources, will end up competing to be Donald Trump's apprentice on the next Celebrity Apprentice. Here's your list. Kate Gosselin. Really? You're going to trot her out again?
That's the...
For another go-round?
John and Kate plus eight. Or whatever.
Yeah. Geraldo Rivera.
Okay.
Keisha Knight Pulliam. Rudy from The Cosby Show. 100 years ago. Real Housewives Brandy Glanville.
Okay.
From Beverly Hills. And Kenya Moore from Atlanta.
All right.
Olympian Sean Johnson. Ludacris. Gabrielle Reese. Ian Ziering, Vivica A. Fox, and Lorenzo Lamas. Well, Lorenzo, I'm happy to see him out there doing something. But come on. Really? Enough.
No, just let it go.
Just let it go.
Just let it go,
as we say around here. It is Monday. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Mr. Peabody and Sherman topping the box office list this weekend. $21.2 million.
Yay!
300, Rise of an Empire, was second with $19 million. Then The Need for Speed, in its debut, made $17.8 million. It was number three this weekend. Kevin saw it.
Yep. It was great action.
It was a great movie.
Oh, well, hold on. It was awful. But cars go boom.
A lot of super speedy cars, and it was all action. The 15% of time that there's no action, you want to kill yourself. But the rest of the time is pretty fascinating to watch.
Nonstop was fourth. Tyler Perry's Single Mom's Club, in its debut, $8.3 million. Disappointing for a Tyler Perry film.
Yeah.
Gives me hope for the future. The Lego Movie, Son of God, Grand Budapest Hotel, Frozen, and Veronica Mars, rounding out your top 10 box office this weekend. Here's some good news. Chris Brown's in jail.
Yes.
After getting bounced out of his rehab facility on Friday, a judge was true to his word when he put Brown in there for his anger management treatment. He said, if you get tossed out of the rehab facility, you go immediately to jail. And that's what happened on Friday. He was removed from rehab for failure to comply with rules and regulations of the program.
Hmm.
No further details were released, but he will appear in court this morning to face a judge to see whether he could get more jail time or what additional penalties could befall him because of his dismissal from rehab.
So. Guilty!
Let's hope for the worst, shall we?
Yes.
This is why people want to be in bands. Motley Crue bassist Nikki Sixx got married on Saturday. The 55-year-old Nikki Sixx married 28-year-old Courtney Bingham here in Los Angeles. Only if you're the bassist for Motley Crue and you're 55 can you marry a 28-year-old smoking hot girl.
Yeah, it's true.
This is marriage number three for Nikki. His former wives include Playboy Playmate Brandy Brandt and Baywatch star Donna Derrico. Not a bad run for Nikki Sixx. Come on! This Motley Crue!
Yeah. He is Motley Crue.
I'm going to give you a heads up. Our buddy Jim Jeffries, who will be playing in the lineup of April Foolishness this year, Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness 2014, Saturday, April the 5th at the Shrine Auditorium. Jim Jeffries will be participating, but he's also got his own show coming up at Club Nokia on March the 29th. If you've heard Jim on our show, you know how funny it is. Well, you haven't seen anything until you've seen him live doing his stand-up. It's brilliant stuff. You can go to AXS.com for tickets for Jim's show at the Club Nokia on March the 29th. And, of course, tickets are still on sale for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. We're doing it Saturday, April the 5th at the Shrine Auditorium. All proceeds benefit the Fisher House and Cedars-Sinai NICU. So get your tickets because they are almost sold out. So get them quick before they're gone. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. It is St. Paddy's Day, March the 17th. Kevin was very disappointed this morning to find out that St. Patrick didn't actually take all the snakes out of Ireland.
That was my understanding.
It was metaphor. Symbolic snakes, not real snakes.
Who knew?
There were never any snakes in Ireland. No snakes.
Well, not after he, not after St. Patrick.
No snakes.
Of course not.
No snakes in Ireland.
Once he removed them, no indigenous
snakes to Ireland, ever.
Once he removed them, though, they were
saying
gone.
Never. Not ever. Patrick Duffy from Dallas fame. He was born on St. Patrick's Day. How appropriate. 65 years old today. Kurt Russell's 63. Gary Sinise, Lieutenant Diane. He's 59 years old. Rob Lowe turns 50. Look at him being all 50 and looking like that. Asshole. You're an asshole, Rob Lowe.
Look your age.
With your face being all like that and everything. Blech. Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins is 47 years old. And Brittany Daniel celebrates her 38th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Matt Mounty-Smith talks Laker basketball coming up. And Bianca Kalik coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Just playing David Grohl there reminded me I was hanging out with Dave over the weekend. Because our kids go to the same school.
This weekend?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And so there was a big fundraiser for the school. And Dave Grohl, if you know anything about him, you know he is one of the nicest guys in the music industry. And always very supportive when it comes to this event. He donates like a guitar signed by Foo Fighters and a cymbal. And one special thing he does at this event, he always plays and entertains for everybody.
Wow.
Which is cool. Yeah, that's Dave Grohl playing at your school function. Is it, you know, a couple hundred of us in a ballroom, and there he is. So I was hosting the live auction, auctioning all this stuff off. And Dave was up there with me, and we were auctioning off his stuff. But the thing he does at the end of the night is if you want to get up on stage and perform with Dave Grohl, that's one of the items at the auction.
You can bid on that.
You can bid on that. If you've ever had your rock and roll fantasy dream of getting up on stage and playing with Dave Grohl,
no,
or singing
kidding.
With Dave or whatever, you get to perform with him.
That's crazy.
So I was doing the live auction, and we were doing really well, raising some money for this great school. And I didn't think the money was right.
Okay.
For what was
didn't
going
Didn't seem
on.
Like it was high enough?
Did not seem to me like. I said to these people, I said, look, you get to go into any room for the rest of your life and say, hi, nice to meet you. My name's Ralph. Have you ever played with Dave Grohl? No, yeah. Then shut up. I win. I beat you. Yeah. For the rest of your life, you have bragging rights forever.
Who was on stage? Me and Dave Grohl.
Oh, you haven't played with Dave Grohl? Oh, you haven't been on stage?
I thought everybody did that.
Loser. So I was getting a little cheesed off. So I said, well, if your people aren't going to spend any money, then I bid this amount. And I threw it out there. And I said, I'll do it right now. I'll get on stage and I'll sing with Dave Grohl. Watch me. You're not going to like it, but I'll do it because this is well worth it. And so luckily it went up and went up and went up, and I kept raising, and then the other guy kept raising. We ended up making a nice piece of coin. The other gentleman finally won. I finally just gave up because I could see in his eyes that he had, it was important to him,
right.
You know. And so I said, all right, he wins. And Dave's behind me goes, phew, that was close. And I said, what the hell is that supposed to mean? You have no idea. We could have rocked together, you and I.
Could have made a new band.
He's like, I'm just saying, I think maybe I'm glad this guy's going to do it instead of you. I said, oh, you missed out on doing some crushing Rick Springfield covers, my friend. So I was a little upset with Dave. But it was a fine time, and I just wanted to give him a shout-out because he's just such a good guy.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right, let's talk about it is St. Patrick's Day today. I just saw a tweet from Funny Brad, Brad Williams, comedian.
Busy day for him.
Nope, staying indoors.
What?
He's like, today is the day I hide out.
How am I going to get me pot of gold if I don't catch Brad?
You might be able to if you know where he lives.
What, blue diamonds, green clovers.
But he's not really going to go outside and subject himself to that.
Coward.
Today. We thought we'd take your St. Patrick's Day disasters, as we've all had them.
I think if you're looking for a holiday that has more built-in potential for disaster,
yeah.
New Year's Eve and St. Patrick's Day would have to be right up there. Because they're the few holidays that are almost solely built around booze.
Yeah, it's just drinking.
New Year's and St. Patrick's Day are just days that the whole focus of it is nothing but just you getting as effed up as you possibly can.
I remember at one of our St. Patrick's Day remotes, you were screaming at Lisa, why don't we just get married?
Yes, why?
I don't think I was screaming at her. I was proposing over and over again. I wasn't screaming. I wasn't doing that, Kevin. It's like, you and me, we should get married. Let's do it right now. Right now, it's going to matter. You and me, we're going to run out. And she said no and missed out on the chance of a lifetime. Two people, Dave Grohl and Lisa, have missed out on the chance of a lifetime when it comes to
I regret that every single day, Ralph.
Yeah,
every day.
I bet you do, young lady.
I do.
We're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067.
Because I don't believe in prenups. You could have cashed out.
Wow. It's huge.
You read my mind exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. I stole a car.
You did? Yeah,
that
I remember
was the
that.
The same day, was it not?
It may have been the same remote.
I think Kevin it might have been.
Car.
We had been drinking a little earlier, and so we were eating, and I was sitting around and waiting, and I didn't want to drive drunk.
No, you waited a good 4 minutes.
How dare you? It was like noon. How dare you, sir?
Yeah. Do you know how much booze you had that day? You could have waited until midnight, and you still would have blown a
big guy. I'm a big guy.
A 0.18.
I'm a big guy.
Yeah. Well, heads don't count.
So I had just gotten a new car the day before that. The one day before that, and I'm not a detail person, you might know about me.
Right.
So my car was, black or something like that. And so I went out, I gave the valet my ticket, and he brought my car up and said, here's your car, sir. And I said, thanks very much. He handed me the key. I got in the car and I drove away. And I was on Sunset Boulevard, and I remember thinking, why is there a brush in my car? These guys must have taken it for a ride. They must have been driving my... Why is there a pink pad of... What's... This isn't my car.
Yeah.
I was about maybe a mile away, and I realized that was Not my car.
You act like the valet came up to you and gave your keys. Here's your car.
He did.
Sir. No. You saw a car pull up and you ran over to the car.
That's incorrect.
And then he gave you the keys.
I'll fight you right now.
He gave you the keys when you went to that car. You saw the car pull up and said, oh, that's my car. And you went over and took the keys and got in and took off.
Well, it turns out it was black and mine was dark green, or it was dark green and mine was black. I don't remember. But I do remember turning around, driving back to the remote site, and then thinking, wow, this is embarrassing. How can I get out of this without anyone noticing?
Mm-hmm.
And the traffic was stopped in the opposite direction, so I couldn't turn left into the parking lot. And I heard someone yell, that's my car!
Thief!
And then everybody was looking, and I got out. I was like, hey, come over, take your car. And I apologize.
And never did any time. Did not get arrested, nothing. Just
I
walked away from the crime.
Because he gave me the car. He said, this is your car, sir.
Preferential treatment when it comes to the eyes of justice.
And then, of course, there's Beer Mug, who...
Well, Beer Mug's a mess every day. It doesn't matter what you St. Patrick's
the Day. The 17th of March, of course, St. Patrick's Day. The 18th of March is when Beer Mug decided that he was not going to show up for work. So 5:30 in the morning, no Beer Mug. 6, no call, no Beer Mug. 6:30, 7, no call, no Beer Mug. 7:30, nothing. Finally, I believe it was around 8-ish. Around 8 mm-hmm, o'clock, and mm-hmm. Beer Mug called us.
I go out last night, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Obviously.
And surprisingly, I usually have a deep awareness, even when I'm drinking, of what I have to do the next day, what time it is, where I have to be. So I kind of, like, prepare for that.
That's mm-hmm. the functioning part of being an alcoholic.
Right.
Right.
The part that all of a sudden snuck up on me was I'm laying in a bush in a neighborhood in Chatsworth.
Didn't know how he got there.
Nope.
Just woke up when the sun burned a hole through his eyelids in a bush. Didn't know how he got there. Didn't have his car. Didn't have keys. Didn't know what to do.
That was such a missed opportunity. Really, we could have had someone just kill him and leave him there. Or he could have choked on his own vomit. All the good things that could have happened. But no, he had to wake up.
So 1-800-520-1067 for St. Patty's Day nightmares. Let's start with Trevor. Hi, Trevor. Hello,
Trevor.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, sorry. Trevor.
So this is about 5 years ago. I woke up, got hammered the night before on St. Patty's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up lying next to two girls. Now you think
that's not a disaster? That's not a disaster story.
Listen.
Was there a cup?
Let's just say by the looks of them, they were not bell worthy.
Okay. All right. But I'm guessing neither were you at that moment.
I turned to one girl and I said, "How the hell did we get here last night?" And she said, Lisa drove us. So using my wits about me, I turned to the girl to my left and said, how the hell did you drive? We were also hammered last night. They both looked at me very strangely, and I said, what? And they said, Lisa was the name of the cab driver. I could not have gotten out of there quick enough. Found out I was about 15 miles away from where I last remembered.
Still, not a bad story overall.
That's not, I mean, you're waking up to two strange girls.
Look, if you wake up in bed with two fives... That's almost as good as waking up with 110.
It was more about 2 threes, so we're looking at about a 6.
All right, look, 6 on St. Patrick's Day, I'll take that all day.
Add some more alcohol, and then they look better. Thank you, Trevor, for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Those of you that are on hold, stay there, and the rest of you call, and we'll talk to you next.
St. Patrick's Day disasters. You partied on St. Patty's Day only to find yourself in a horrible situation that you only have yourself to blame.
Mike from Facebook left a message. I was drinking beer out of a bottle. Somebody threw an elbow into the beer bottle, which then took a front tooth out of my mouth. Had to meet my girlfriend's parents the next day.
Let's not forget, by the way, we're being reminded by a lot of listeners. Let's not forget Omar, who pretty much single-handedly ended the live St. Patrick's Day Kevin and Bean remotes.
He did, yeah.
By getting just S-faced at our last one, and then hopping behind the bar and deciding to serve himself and others as an unwanted bartender at the venue.
So the security guard, who knows he works at K-Rock, comes up to me and says, what should I do?
Yeah.
And I was like, what would you normally do? And he said, throw him out. And I said, throw him out. So they threw him out, and he somehow
got... This is ridiculous!
He somehow got right back in.
Yeah.
And then they threw him out again.
Yeah, and our boss, Mr. Weatherby, said, yeah, I heard what went on in the air, and then afterwards, yeah, we're not going to do those anymore.
Omar ruined it for everybody. Yep.
Nice work, Omar.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number for your St. Patty's Day disasters. We're going to go to Kara, who was bartending on that day. Hi, Kara.
Hi.
Oh, a hot bartending chick on St. Patrick's Day. That's what I'm talking about. What happened to you, Kara? What happened?
Well, I was bartending, people buying me shots all night.
Mm-hmm.
About midnight, one of the patrons loosely proposed, and we decided to take the party to Vegas. So I locked up the bar early. Whoever wanted to go got to go with us, and we ended up in Vegas. And thankfully did not get married.
I like that he loosely proposed.
Yeah, what does that mean?
What does that?
It may or may not have been a proposal. Somehow we all just were in a caravan to Vegas. And
love it.
I definitely lost my job. So.
Oh, that's not right.
It didn't go over well with the boss.
Yeah,
it was a Friday.
You mean closing early on St. Patty's Day? Not a big hit at work?
I also did not show up for my shift on Saturday or Sunday.
Well no, you're in Vegas.
You're
how are you
in
supposed
Vegas?
To?
What's wrong with your employer?
I'm sure he proposed. I'm also sure it wasn't marriage. He was proposing something, but it had nothing to do with marriage.
That would have been much more convenient. I probably would have kept my job.
Yeah, yeah. Well, true. But you had a good time in Vegas.
That's true.
All
for
right.
A little money.
There you go.
Thanks.
Good
Bye.
For you, Kara.
Thank you, Kara. Let's go to Ruben. Hi there.
Hi.
What happened to you on St. Patty's Day?
Well, I went out drinking with a couple buddies, and my boss and his wife got pretty wasted, and then woke up next to his wife the next morning, and he was nowhere to be found, so I just kind of went home.
Whoa, hang on a second. Where did you wake up next to his wife? In his bed?
In his house.
In his house.
Bed.
Wow.
Yeah, I woke up and looked around, and I was like...
Easy there, potty mouth.
And so you thought only bad can come from this, and you bolted?
Yeah, I bolted, and I didn't see him on the way out, so I just assumed, oh, she's not going to say anything. So I went to work the day afterwards, and he called me into his office, and I got fired. And I was like, oh, man, what am I going to do now? So I joined the Marine Corps the next week, and, yep, 6 years later, here I am.
All right. Semper Fi.
Wow. Well, thanks for your service, even though it was fueled by sleeping with your boss's wife.
No problem.
Why does the boss blame him? Why does the boss blame the wife? She's the gatekeeper. That seems unfair.
Let's go to Noah. Hi there.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. St. Patrick's Day disasters.
All right. So last year, I went to a party, and it was also happened to be my buddy's birthday, so it's kind of like a double party thing.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much what ended up happening was I just drank too much crappy vodka, too much beer. Next thing I know, I wake up in the hospital the following morning, and apparently I got too drunk, was like puking everywhere, wouldn't stop, and I called my mom crying at like 3 in the morning, and she had to come pick me up from this party. And I couldn't even walk into the emergency room, apparently. She had to get a wheelchair.
How old were you?
21.
21. You called your mom crying at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, it was just too much.
Did you say you had been drinking coffee vodka?
No, just crappy vodka.
Oh, crappy
vodka.
Crappy vodka.
Yeah, just too much beer and like a little smoking and just overdid it.
Well, look, you can't learn your limits until you push past them.
That's
right. So now you know.
Yeah. You learned a valuable lesson. Your mom learned to not answer her phone at 3 o'clock in the morning. Let's go to Justin. Hi there.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Very good.
Hi there.
To you as well.
So a couple years ago, my buddies and I were all playing golf. There's quite a few of us. And we get the golf carts. I put the golf cart on my credit card, and we're probably halfway through, make it to the back nine, and heavy drinking's involved. We crashed the cart into the lake.
Oh, good.
Well, instead of staying there and being responsible, we decided to bail. So we just walk off the course and go straight to the strip club.
They'll never catch us. We just leave the golf cart in the lake.
Well, no. So we get to the strip club and I go to pay and realize my card's still at the golf course.
Oh, no. You had to give the card for the cart?
Oh, yeah. Your card information. I shouldn't say the actual physical card.
Yeah, but they can track you with that.
Naturally, responsibility overwhelms me, and I have to drive back, which I shouldn't have been.
And you got caught
speeding? And said, yeah, I drove the card, and they say, okay, well, now you offer a full price of the card. So my St. Patty's Day was a kick, and you know what?
Mm. How much?
Yeah, what's a golf cart running these days?
I had to pay $1,200.
Ouch.
Nah, it's not bad.
All right. Thank you, Justin. That's not bad. That's a lot.
Not bad. For a whole golf cart?
Let's go to Lisa.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Ralph. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi. See, this is what I love about our listeners. Ralph pointed it out as he walked in. We've got a lot of girls on the line with St. Patty's Day disasters.
Drunken debauchery from our female listeners. I love it.
What happened to you, Lisa?
Well, I went drinking with my friends in the morning, and then my dad surprised me when I was up in San Francisco. And the night before, a couple friends and I made hash brownies.
Mm-hmm.
My dad got to them.
Oh, no. And he didn't know it?
No, and he's never done anything like that. He's never done drugs, anything. And I spent the rest of the day drunk and high because I had one too, might as well, and trying to find my dad throughout San Francisco.
Well, he was just walking?
Yeah, we just took communion, and then we were drinking, and I lost him.
You lost your dad?
I ended up finding him. He was at a bar drinking with people, and I was like, hi, Dad, and he just said that drinking in San Francisco was the best, and then the next morning I had to explain to him.
Why would you explain it? He had a great time. Let him believe.
I felt so bad because my dad woke up and he's like, I don't feel good. And he said I ate too much.
Oh, come on, Lisa. Then you go, oh, that's too bad. You should sleep in.
I was making out with a guy named Fred last night. It's all over the
In a half an hour, we're going to talk to Bianca Kalick.
Yes.
Mrs. Psycho Mike. Although she's really Bianca Kalick, more importantly.
Yes.
So we're going to talk to her coming up. But right now we have Matt Money Smith on the phone. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's happening, Lisa, Kevin? How are you?
Hello, we're good.
You know how we do.
I do know how you do, unfortunately.
Let's catch up on the Lakers and their road to the bottom.
Aw.
You know what? Before we do that, can I just ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not rhetorical. I do expect an answer.
All right.
You've done like an hour of best of St. Patrick's Day stuff today, right?
Not an hour, but a half hour.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
I told the story.
Okay, good.
I told the story. I heard somebody texted me that you were telling the story. I was like, Matt can tell any story he wants.
Yeah, we did. I think we did a drunk show. We did, we do our lists every Tuesday of things. And I think we did moments on the Petros and Money show where we were drunk or somehow booze played a role in our lives. And I had to bring out the old Dublins.
You sort of have to. I mean, I don't blame you.
It really is. I think honestly, if you talk about, morning show or radio show parties that go horribly wrong that day, I would put that day up against just about anything.
That day ended those remotes for St. Patrick's Day for life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or until we get a new boss, one or the other.
Yeah, it did. I believe it did. And I think there's probably good reason for that.
Did
Ralph break a chair? I think that was that one.
Ralph broke a chair. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah. Lisa somehow stayed sober through it all, I think, or at least sober enough to kind of recount to us everything that happened.
Yeah, more or less sober.
Yeah. She was more or less
like our historian.
Yeah. Correct, yes. And she had to tell the rest of us what we were doing, and Omar got kicked out twice. And
yes, he was.
It was beautiful.
He didn't do a good job of handling his booze when he finally got out of the studio, did he?
No, he really didn't. Yeah. No, not at all, actually. He's the reason, by the way, that we ultimately got banned.
It did get sideways there.
Yeah. All right. By the way, Matt Money Smith is part of the Petros and Money Show, 3 to 7 o'clock on Fox Sports Radio, AM 570.
Yep.
The Lakers.
Lakers.
A powerful 22-44.
Yep.
Standing in a powerful 14th place.
Yep.
What is the plan? Am I assuming correctly that it's a race to the bottom? Because I don't feel like we're making enough progress.
Well, if it's a race to the bottom, they better get going.
Right.
Because they got a little bit too much good in that win column. 22 is a little bit too much because there's a bunch there. At 22, 23, basically 22 through 25, you've got about 7 or 8 teams. And, according to the people we talk to, it looks like there's 6 players in this draft that you feel real good about.
So that's the top 6 teams that get to pick.
Yeah, that's a lot. When you think about years prior, like Blake Griffin's year when he was drafted by the Clippers, that was a one-player draft.
You
felt good about one player. Kevin Durant, Greg Oden, you felt good about 2 players, and one of them ended up being perennially injured. So
there's 6 of them.
Yeah, I mean, you feel good about that. The chances that they can maybe get one of those top 6 picks looks pretty good, and you feel like you add a nice piece that has the potential to become an all-star player, at the very least a starter.
Now, I know that they could never admit it, the Lakers, of course, but they really are trying to get a draft pick. I mean, they did. I mean, Kobe is sitting out, and Steve Nash, and the whole thing. I mean, they pretty much are saying we're quitting without quitting.
Yeah, Yeah, and a lot of teams are, you know, and that's based on the moves that they've made and trades that they've made. And you know, I will say this for the Lakers. They did not want to, they didn't envision being in this position. They really did come into this season thinking, you know, we'll fight for one of those bottom playoff spots and maybe some of these young guys that we sign on these one-year deals, former lottery picks like, you know, Xavier Henry or Wesley Marshall, maybe, you know, in Mike D'Antoni's system, it'll be a nice find, and that's kind of where we'll get our young talent from. We'll make a run at a big free agent in the offseason, and we'll be right back in the top four next year. That really was what they thought this year was going to look like. Now, I didn't. From the second I saw the roster,
yeah,
how it worked with Mike D'Antoni last year, that Kobe's coming off that Achilles, I said this season is going to get ugly in a hurry. And then they went out and won their first game against the Clippers. Everyone got excited. And yeah, game one was the high point of the
year.
Yeah,
and then from then on, all downhill.
Yeah, downhill.
But not bad enough.
Five, all downhill.
I mean, seriously, how hard is it to tank?
Well, I mean, they have lost 7 of their last 10, 2 in a row. They do have the worst point differential in the Western Conference, which means they lose games by more points than anybody else. So they're trying.
Are there teams in the East that are fighting us in the race for the bottom?
Yeah, you're not going to. Milwaukee's only got 13 wins. Philadelphia's lost 20 in a row.
I feel like they were better planners.
Yeah, they knew from day one. That's the difference, is Philadelphia knew that this was going to be their year to really make a run at the record books and really make a statement about how you lose. And they've certainly, you know, and I'm not kidding. When I say they could end up losing, you know, but what is it? They're at 20 in a row now, and I think they have like 16 games left. They really could lose 36 in a row.
Wow!
That's how bad they are.
They're much better at being bad than the Lakers.
Yeah, that's a very real possibility. But it's funny, you know, here we are 7 minutes into it, and the Clippers are playing the best basketball in the NBA right now.
Right.
You know, along with the Spurs. These two teams are far and away playing the best basketball. And, you know, we talked about this, Petros and I did, last week, and I said, you know, it's funny, you think about the Clippers, and the way I envision it is, it's going to have to go national before it comes back to L.A., like the rest of the nation and globally, because of the personalities that Blake and Chris Paul have become, and endorsements and in a presence off the court. The Clippers are more popular nationally than they are in L.A. right now. You know, there are kids in pick your mid-market wearing Blake Griffin and Chris Paul jerseys.
Right.
More there than there are here in L.A., and I just wonder when that circle is going to finally come back to L.A. when they realize, wow, we have actually the most exciting team in basketball right here. And
that hurts, but it's true.
Yeah, but I mean, and that's what they are. You know, we always have this, that my basketball dork friends and I always talk about league pass teams, and it's a big Bill Simmons thing, and then that's kind of the group of friends. And it's like, hey, what's the one league pass team? And for people that don't know, league pass is what you buy so you can watch any basketball game any night.
Any NBA game, right.
And the Clippers are the team this year.
Wow.
I mean, that is the team that you would want to watch if that game was on versus any other team in the NBA. That's how much fun and how good they are this season.
Does D'Antoni, I'm sorry, does he make it to next year?
No way.
I think so.
You know, this is something that I started asking 15, 20 games into the season, you know, and then when Kobe came back and tried to exert his will and really shook up what was working, remember, and then he and D'Antoni kind of had a little tiff with words, you know, about, well, you know, we're not gangbusters, and D'Antoni's like, hey, we're a game over 500. I feel like this team's played really well, and who knew that? I mean, certainly D'Antoni was right. I mean, at that point, they're 10-9, and
right,
pretty good, and you look at them now, and they're 22 games below 500. So I knew then that look, if Kobe isn't going to endorse him, the fans certainly haven't, because they wanted Phil. And now that Phil's gone and that the Lakers are this bad, it's untenable.
Can they turn it around in one season?
No. Oh, no.
How many?
Not in this conference. Not with the Clippers settled the way they are. Houston, Portland's a young team. Golden State's a young team. You know, Oklahoma City is going to run this conference. Even the Spurs. You know, that's the sad thing, is you look at the Spurs and people have been trying to write them off forever. They've been trying to blow that team up forever.
Right.
And they've just stayed true because they have, you know, they just have stability. You know, that organization knows exactly what it is from ownership on down. They know what they want, what kind of players they want, a coach that's the best in the NBA, and they just wreck shop. You know, I mean, they just completely wreck shop year in and year out, and they have the best record in the league.
Well, here's hoping Wednesday night the Lakers lose to the Spurs, and
Which... Yeah, there's that, and I think there's, considering they lost the last game by about 60, probably a very good chance that's going to happen. I will say, though, if you want to get your basketball fix, you know, this UCLA basketball team is playing its best
pretty strong
basketball right now. Yeah, the fact that they won that Pac-12 tournament, that they knocked off a really good defensive Arizona team and really closed strong, it's going to be a tough team. They got, you know, a couple guys in the backcourt, and Jordan Adams and Kyle Anderson that are really tough guards, and it should be a real exciting college basketball tournament locally.
Fantastic. Something else to look at instead of
instead of later.
Matt Money Smith, thanks a lot. Appreciate the time as always. 3 to 7 p.m. AM Fox Sports Radio, AM 570. We appreciate it.
Why did you get in the car? What was your reason?
The valet gave me the key and said, "This is your car, sir."
And you said, "Yeah, it is."
Yes, I did. Thank you, Lisa. It's the world-famous K-Rock at 8:55. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
A little disappointed.
I mean, what?
This morning we have no production, no... There's no music, there's no... Get me a pot of gold. There's no leprechauns, nothing. You people just let St. Patrick's Day come and go. Couldn't care less. That is not a St. Patrick's Day horn.
No, but that's what ended it for us.
Well, yeah.
It was the overuse of that by Omar.
But I'm just saying, we could celebrate a little bit.
Nope, it's been banned. No celebration.
We could have a little, just something, just a sounder, just a harp. Or a
harp?
Yeah.
Harp?
Harp is the official symbol of Ireland.
Hmm.
It's on their flag and everything, man.
Hmm.
Not on their flag.
I was going to say, I don't know that flag.
On their crest. I mean, the harp.
All right,
they got their own beer named after the harp. The harp.
All right.
The symbol of Ireland.
Okay, all right.
It's not all right. Where is it?
I don't have it.
Nothing. All right, let's take a look. That does not say St. Patrick's Day to me. There we go. Now we're talking. Makes you want to just get in the belly up to the bar at the pub and just order yourself a big pint of Guinness. Perhaps a wee bit of Jameson's.
Omar wants to know if you're going to buy another racehorse this year.
How dare you?
I forgot about that story.
I never bought a racehorse.
I totally forgot about that story.
I accepted a stake, a share in a racehorse. I don't know why I did that.
Because of St. Patty's Day.
I quickly regretted it.
Ralph's like, I don't know what just happened, but I think I bought a racehorse.
I think I'm part owner of a racehorse. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Mr. Peabody and Sherman. Number one this weekend, as we look, as we do every Monday morning at the top 10. $21.2 million made it number one.
Yay!
Kids love Mr. Peabody and Sherman. 300, Rise of an Empire, was second with $19 million. Then The Need for Speed debuted with $17.8 million, making it number three. Nonstop was fourth. Tyler Perry's Singles Moms Club. That can't be right. Tyler Perry's Single Moms Club in its debut, $8.3 million, made it number five. The Lego Movie, Son of God, The Grand Budapest Hotel, Frozen, and Veronica Mars are your top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Sad news. Legendary Philadelphian and stand-up comedian David Brenner passed away over the weekend. David Brenner, if you grew up watching The Tonight Show, you saw David Brenner. He was a guest on that show more than any other guest while Johnny Carson was the host of that show.
Is that right?
Yeah. Interesting life. The guy was born in Philly, got into producing documentaries for television there in Philadelphia, then decided just to change careers in 1969. He said, I'm going to be a stand-up comedian. By 1971, a year and a half later, he was appearing on The Tonight Show.
Wow. That's crazy.
It was ridiculous. He is considered to be the father of observational humor. He used to do the kind of stuff that Seinfeld later became famous for, but he was like, I'm sitting on the train, and I'm sitting on a newspaper, and the guy comes up to me and says, are you reading that? So I said, what kind of question is this? So I stood up, and I turned the page of the paper, I sat down again and said, yes. So you did stuff like that. He was a funny man. Passed away. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are getting married. Are they the most beautiful Hollywood couple in the history of Hollywood couples?
Yeah, probably.
They had a big party this weekend, big engagement party on Saturday night to announce to their friends that they were betrothed. Us Weekly Magazine says the guest list was star-studded, as you can imagine. Here's an interesting mix. Marilyn Manson was there. Steven Tyler, Mandy Moore, Jerry Bruckheimer, Rick Rubin, Word is everyone had a blast. There was dancing and singing and drinking, and everyone was celebrating the couple. Congratulations. A model is suing Playboy Radio because of a stunt she did for them a couple weeks ago. Apparently, it was at some sort of golf tournament, and a model named Liz Dixon participated by allowing one of the Playboy Radio DJs to hit a tee shot from a golf ball that was sitting on a golf tee that was propped up between her butt cheeks. What could go wrong?
Oh, boy.
Well, the guy's aim was a little off, and he smacked her ass with the golf club.
Well, how could she not have known that was the major factor going in?
Maybe she thought he would hit the ball.
Maybe she thought he was a better golfer than he was.
Not her ass cheeks. The bruise, the picture of the bruise is up on TMZ.com. You might want to check it out. It is gnarly.
Oh, wow.
She is suing.
Who?
You can't
the model.
Sue.
The model is suing. She's asking for $500,000 plus punitive damages for pain, suffering, anxiety, worry, medical and incidental expenses, and loss of earnings and earning capacity. Was she a butt model? She said her injuries were severe, some of them permanent. Her ass is permanently damaged. She's lost all feeling in that right butt cheek.
She's an idiot.
How can she ever twerk? How can she ever twerk again with the damage that has been wreaked on her butt cheeks? Yeah. It might be a TMZ Sports. You might want to go there, Muggs.
That's right? Funny.
It might be where it is. But, yeah. So if I'm on that jury, I am siding with Liz Dickinson. You don't hit a butt model in the butt cheek.
The butt model just put a tee there.
You just
with
ruined
a ball
it. You ruined
it.
Her.
She had to know there was a chance.
She didn't know. She's a trusting young lady. How could she have known? That's the story there, Beer Mug. Just stop jumping around. What are you on? What are you on, crack? Just scroll down like a person. Why are you flying around? Like a mental case. Go back up to the story. Click on the story.
On it. This isn't that hard. Right there you
wow.
go. Wow.
Wow. Are you a moron?
Yes.
I think we know the answer to that.
Oh, never mind.
It's not on there.
It is on there.
Just keep
moving. You can't find it. Today's celebrity birthdays. These stars were born on St. Patrick's Day. Patrick Duffy. With an Irish name like Patrick Duffy, it's appropriate he was born on St. Patrick's Day. Star of Dallas is 65. Kurt Russell's 63. Gary Sinise is 59. Rob Lowe turns 50. Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins is 47. Brittany Daniels, 38 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Bianca Kalik has joined us in the studio.
Yay!
Hi, Bianca.
I haven't seen you in a while.
I know.
You're quite pregnant.
I am very pregnant. I am about to go any day here. Well, we got
it might not happen
weeks.
Now, though, will it?
Well, maybe it would be good for ratings for all of us, it would right? absolutely be good for ratings.
It's not a sanitary location, I can tell you that.
We've due had in vasectomies
large,
here.
Due in large part to your husband.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's ruined this for a lot of people.
I know. I actually need to talk to you about something.
Really?
Uh-oh. Yeah, because he came home and he seems to think that there's some bit he's going to do where he's going to eat my placenta on the air.
Oh, yeah. He's been bragging about that for months.
Not happening.
Yeah. Good.
God bless you.
Absolutely not
there's
happening.
Something wrong with
why? Yeah, there's something wrong with him. There's something wrong with you for marrying him, too, by the way. Psycho Mike, your husband,
yes.
has been proclaiming ever since you got pregnant that was the deal he was going
to. I don't know where he gets that idea. It's not happening. And he knows me well enough to know that would not fly. So I don't know. I don't know. He's
you don't seem like you rule with an iron fist.
Really?
You don't seem like that type of girl.
Oh,
do we not know?
You should come to our house.
I've been to your house during parties and stuff. And it's like.
Yeah, well, that doesn't count because then I'm a little liquored up.
Oh, I see. All right. Okay. So that's not going to happen. He's not going to.
You know, she would have to rule with an iron fist or it would be unlivable.
I think so, too.
You know?
Oh, yeah. We had this huge talk the other night about what a slob he is. He's going to get so mad at me for saying this.
No, everybody knows.
Yeah. And he doesn't see it. And I'm like,
how could he not see it? I'm a slob, but at least I go, I'm a slob.
But he's like a secret slob because before he moved in, because, you know, he dresses so meticulously and he's like so concerned about his appearance and everything. And
right.
So you think that he would have it all together. And then I started living with him and I realized very many truths about him.
And one of them is that he's a slob?
Everything is
But what's
everywhere.
A secret slob? Just that we don't know?
Well, just that anybody who know. Did. If you don't live with him, I think you don't know. Or you don't work with him. And
But you then
know.
You open up a drawer or a cabinet and you're
oh,
like,
it's
my God.
It's not even a drawer. It's like there are clothes everywhere.
Is that
in
because
the house.
He, like really? A girl, had to try them all on before he yeah. goes to Channel 5 today?
Oh, wait. The best thing that just happened is it was just his birthday, so I took him up to San Ysidro Ranch, and we're at dinner, and he goes to the bathroom, and he comes back, and just, I mean, huge, huge grin on his face.
Oh, no.
He's like, you will not believe who is here.
Oh, okay.
And I'm thinking, you know, the way he's acting, huge star. Huge, you know, someone Brad Pitt. Famous. Someone, yeah.
Sure.
I said, who is it? He's like, Tom Ford.
Who's Tom Ford?
Oh, the designer.
The designer.
I mean,
wow.
And then for the next 15, 20 minutes, just beaming. And like, I would say, you're still thinking about it, aren't you? And he says, it's just like I would imagine him. He's
all right. I'm not using this in a derogatory way, but is he the gayest straight man that has ever lived?
100%. 100%. But I love it. You know, I like having
it. It's fun.
It is fun.
You
it's
like
a nice
having
mix,
a girl to talk about clothes
no,
with.
No, because he's manly in all the right ways. Like, you know, he grapples, and he's like, if there's a gunshot, because we live in Venice, he's the first one out the door, you know.
Because he wants to join in.
To go check out what's going on. But then, like, I can still ask him if my outfit looks good when I'm going out.
And he actually knows.
Yes, yeah. He does.
Tom Ford, wow.
So funny.
I don't think I would
recognize him if I saw him.
I wouldn't.
Wasn't he obsessed with, like, another Tom Gunn or someone? Isn't he obsessed with them,
knows?
Too? I don't know.
He's Tim Gunn?
Tim Gunn.
Tim
yeah,
Gunn.
Maybe
probably.
That's what, I don't
probably.
Know. So I don't know the names of that
that's
world
okay.
that he's so excited about. Let's talk about Undateable, which I've seen all the episodes and love.
You've not seen one of them
which
yet.
I haven't seen any of yet. I was hoping that was the answer because
yes.
I hadn't seen any of
no.
them yet.
No, so it's actually kind of interesting what's going on because these days, you know, launching your TV show is a lot different. It's different than 7 years ago when yeah. I started Rules of Engagement. And
it's probably different than 3 or 4. Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, really.
The landscape has changed so much. And so we have Bill Lawrence, our executive producer, is really kind of well known for being very creative about the way that he launches shows. So we don't actually
he's
have...
He's the guy that did Scrubs, right?
Scrubs, okay. Spin City, yeah. Cougar
oh,
Town.
Wow. Cool.
Very, very funny man. And we have a lot of funny people on our show. It's all... 4 of the guys are stand-up comics. Chris D'Elia, really funny guy, Ron Funches, Brent Warren, and Rick Glassman. And so what they decided to do is to go on this comedy tour and go around and spread the word about the show.
Oh,
so the show
cool.
it will be on sometime in April. We just don't know the exact
you still don't know?
Date yet.
Are you
yes.
positive it's going to be on sometime
you don't know
in
the date
April?
Or the
well,
day. You don't
Bill
know.
Lawrence says, and usually what Bill Lawrence says goes.
Okay.
So we will keep our fingers crossed. But what we do have is this Thursday night, we have an Undateable comedy show at the Avalon. March 20th, and it's the boys are so funny, and I'll be there.
Is there pressure for you to get up and do some stand-up?
Hell no.
Why not?
First of all, I'm, at this point, they're worried that I'm going to give birth on the stage.
Yeah, well, I would be too. Huh? I'm a little worried about here this morning. I'm not exactly a midwife.
I know. I'm sure you would do fine.
I wouldn't. I would panic.
Would you pass out?
Yeah, I'm just telling you right now, I'd pass out. I would.
Beer mug, you'd handle it though, right?
No.
I think you're stuck with Lisa. Sorry.
I'm there. I'm okay. there for you. I can
we
do
can
it.
Do it.
All right. So this good. Thursday night, you can see the Undateable
cast. Yes.
Which is a show you haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
But trust us, it's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
Doing comedy about the show that you haven't seen yet.
Yeah. Well, and it's the boys' stand-up, but that's predominantly kind of what the show is. And then actually, Bill Lawrence, for all you Scrub fans out there,
yeah.
he'll be getting up and doing a little bit as well, which I am very interested to see.
Wow.
The suit's actually getting up and doing some stand-up.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
like it.
So,
all right.
It should be a fun night. So Ticketmaster is where people can go and get tickets, and it should be a fun time.
Bianca Kalick is here. She will give birth next. Bianca Kalick in the studio with us. The new show is called Undateable. It's coming on the network...
NBC.
And it's about...
It's about a group of friends in a bar and then, you know, love life up and downs. But it's really just kind of a great group of friends who... what I like about it is it's really funny, but it's really funny without being, like, super mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's very kind of loving, and I feel like there's not enough of that these days.
You have 4 comedians on the show.
Yes, 4 comedians and then 2 of us who are non-comedians, and we just try to keep up with the rest of them.
Does that put strange pressure on you?
Oh,
like,
oh my God, it's so hard. The first couple episodes were just me, like, tripping over myself because, you know, the worst thing that you can do in comedy is to try to be funny, but when you're with really funny people who are naturally very funny, then you feel really like you have to be trying to be funny.
You have to keep up?
Yes.
Do they ad-lib stuff, change stuff,
oh,
and throw
yeah.
you off? Make you laugh?
Yes. And I'm pretty good with like holding my own with that. I mean, it's weird. On Rules, the hardest thing for me was to keep a straight face. And somehow with these group of guys, like I'm so scared to like mess up their bit.
Oh, yeah.
That I just like bite the inside of my cheek really hard so I don't laugh. But there, I mean, when I'm off camera, every episode that we filmed, I was crying. I was laughing so hard because they're just so funny, so talented.
And this is a show that comes on in April.
We don't know when.
Sometime in April on NBC. We were talking a few minutes ago off the air about the earthquake this morning.
Yes.
That we thought was a 4.7. Turned out to be a 4.4. Probably disappointed that it was downgraded. I tweeted thanks to Harvey Levin from TMZ because we were on the air with Harvey at the time. And the building started shaking and Harvey in his potty mouth...
Yes.
Said the S word.
Yes.
And then I thanked him for using that word, and then he said it again, and I tweeted that, and somebody said they needed to hear a tape of it. So this is Harvey Levin from 3 hours ago this morning when the earthquake hit.
And, you know, and in some ways that's a little bit of an excuse for them, but you look at people like Lindsay Lohan and Chris Brown.
Whoa.
We're having a pretty big earthquake
wow.
right now.
You just feel that?
Yes,
oh,
we did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we did.
We're still feeling it.
And we're on the air, so we appreciate the use of that word.
Holy hey, guys. Okay. Sorry, can we get off the phone?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay.
Because you keep using that word. Use the word twice.
Two. Nicely done.
Yes, we can, because you keep using that word.
He keeps
That's
using
my
that word.
Line.
I just thanked him, and he said it worse. Everybody reacts differently, but the video of the Channel 5 people going around is
awesome.
By far the best because they dive under the desk. I mean, it's barely started and they dive under the desk.
Yeah,
then they get up and they're looking around. I'm so glad cameras are not on me 24 hours a day. That's such
that would
a good
be horrible.
Thing. Were you sleeping, Bianca, or were you already up?
Yeah, I was sleeping and I woke up first and then I tried to wake up Mike and he woke up after the fact and then was like, get out of the doorway. And I'm like, it's over.
Yeah, he woke up afterwards and then was more freaked out than you?
No. I think
he's such a girl.
He wasn't freaked out. I think that, you know, he's just more concerned about my well-being as a whole right now because of being pregnant.
Yeah.
And so I think he was...
Because of baby Kevin?
Yeah.
Or whatever, whoever, I mean.
Terrifying.
It should be.
Bad idea, Kevin.
Let's talk one more time about Thursday night. Tell us who's doing the stand-up.
So Thursday night we have a group of amazingly talented comedians, Chris D'Elia, Ron Funches, Brent Morin, and Rick Glassman, as well as the comic stylings of Bill Lawrence, which I cannot attest for because
you haven't seen him yet.
Never seen him, but it's going to be at the Avalon, I think at 8 p.m., tickets on Ticketmaster. It's going to be a really fun night. We're all going to be there.
7 p.m. I have 7 p.m.
Oh, sorry. 7 p.m.
Oh, that's even better.
Baby brain.
So you're going to be there as well, meaning you...
Yeah.
You didn't have the baby here today. That's good.
No.
I might have the baby at Avalon.
I might have the baby there, and that would be great. That would be great for the show.
All that laughing could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could cause your water to break. I hope not. Thank you for coming in. We always
Thank
appreciate
you
the
having
time.
Me.
Of course. Thanks.
So good to see you guys.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39. Time for a final look at the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman. Providing your own music now?
Well, no one else is going to show up today. I might as well. Freaking St. Patrick's Day. What do we got? Nothing. Coldplay. Bunch of other Brits who won't give me my goddamn country back. How about the rest of the country? How about that, England? How about turning that over to us, too?
Is that what this is about?
Yes.
Oh.
Collecting for the IRA in the other room. If you guys want to put something in the... Hopper, we'd appreciate it.
Is that still a thing, the IRA?
Yeah, all that's right. still a thing.
All right, just ask.
Independence?
It.
Yeah, that's still a thing.
Just ask.
Freedom?
It.
You can take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom!
Yeah, watch Sons of Anarchy. I know it's still alive. Don't worry about that.
Wrong movie. It's Braveheart about the Scots.
But
oh,
anyway.
Right. All right. Scots,
still,
Irish.
Still, man, I get fired up on this day. Fired up.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. I'm going to England. I'm going to Dublin. I'm going to Ireland this summer. So I'm gonna take up arms.
I'm
taking up arms. Don't tell me what I'm going to do, what I'm not going to do.
You're going to have some
taking
Guinness.
Them up.
You're going to have some Guinness.
Arms will be
do.
Taken, and then they will be pointed up in the direction that the arms will be taken in. Will be up.
Oh, okay.
arms will go up. When they say, who wants another drink? This arm will go up. And I will raise my hand and I will say, over here. All right, happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office, as we do each and every Monday morning. Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
Yay!
The kids love Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
They do.
$21.2 million. Getting good reviews, too. People seem to like it. Second at the box office was 300, Rise of an Empire, made $19 million. Need for Speed in its debut took the third place slot. $17.8 million Nonstop and Tyler Perry's Single Moms Club rounded out the top five. The Lego Movie was sixth. Son of God was number seven. The Grand Budapest Hotel, Frozen, and Veronica Mars in its debut weekend in limited release was number 10 at the box office. Sad news. I hate to have to pass this along on such a festive day as St. Patrick's Day. But our friend Wesley Warren Jr. has passed away. You probably know Wesley Warren best as the star of TLC's The Man with the 132-pound Scrotum.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Remember Wesley now?
Yes.
The man who used to have to carry his scrotum around in a sling. Yes.
That was unfortunate.
He'd be there on the bus wearing a hammock.
Mm-hmm. Balls.
To hold up his enormous testicles.
Yep. What happened?
He had the growth removed a year ago. But at the age of 49, he had diabetes and had suffered two heart attacks in recent weeks.
Oh, my God.
Passed away at the University Medical Center in Las Vegas on Friday.
Balls, 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 balls.
It's our touching tribute.
I feel his pain, man. I've been there. It's like sit down too quickly and feel that sharp pain. Usually goes something like
that. That's the noise you make?
Speaking of giant round things.
Balls.
Jennifer Hudson is out of work. She was a little too successful. Weight Watchers has ended their contract with her.
Is that right?
Yeah. She looks too thin now. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about what she does to lose weight because she's
been
thin now for
pictures.
Years. I know, but now she's just... She dropped 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. She joined forces with them back in 2010 is when she started doing commercials for them. So they said, bring on the next fatty. We don't need her anymore. We fixed her. Give us another
one. Jay Hutz!
Yeah.
Can I sing a song for you, Jay Hutz? Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz!
Mug's trying to get her attention.
The president of Weight Watchers there trying to get her to eat a candy bar. Jay Hutz. H-U-T-S, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know.
For Hudson with a D.
Yeah, it has a D in her name.
Still inexplicable.
Yep.
The Weight Watcher said that their confidence will remain a lifetime member and her inspiration lives on. But the checkbook is closed. I guess
it makes sense.
Yeah, you want somebody that you can watch them progress, right? You want to see a big change from commercial to commercial. She's just on there making you feel bad.
Right.
Look at me, I'm all thin, you're still fat. Join Weight Watchers. Nobody wants to follow her advice. They hate her now. They loved her when she was big. Now they hate her.
Mm.
Jessica Simpson's losing some weight, too, with that program.
She is.
Yeah.
Took a while, though, didn't it?
Well, yeah. She had 9 children.
Oh, that's right.
From when she signed up with the deal to when she actually started losing the weight. Just want everyone to know that Chumlee from the Pawn Stars show is still alive. Apparently, there was a big internet... rumor this weekend that Chumlee was dead.
I wouldn't have recognized that name.
Oh, you'd know Chumlee.
Mm.
Did you watch Pawn Stars?
Occasionally.
Big internet hoax this week. He sent a tweet out to his fans saying, "May we live long, rich forever." Chumlee's an idiot. Turns out. No one knows what that meant. But he's lost 100 pounds. Chumlee.
Wow.
Everybody's losing weight.
Wow.
Maybe Jennifer Hudson get a job at the pawn shop.
This really does seem like there's a new hoax every weekend.
Yeah, there's somebody. There was two this weekend. There was Chumlee and Wayne Knight who played Newman on Seinfeld. It's attack of the B-list celebrities.
It's a weird world where you have to go on the internet and tell people you're still alive.
Yeah. But this guy is dead. Scott Ashton, drummer for the Stooges, has passed away. Legendary band, fronted, of course, by Iggy Pop. Iggy himself confirmed it on Facebook that Scott had passed away on Saturday night at the age of 64. Here's his quote. "Scott was a great artist. I have never heard anyone play the drums with more meaning than Scott Ashton. He was like my brother. He and Ron have left a huge legacy to the world. The Ashens have always been and continue to be a second family to me. He was a co-founder of the Stooges in 1967, along with his brother Ron, who passed away in 2009. And
it's good to hear guys stay friends that long.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a great drummer, and the Stooges were a seminal band, influenced a lot of bands that came after them, so sad news. All right, let me give away some tickets now to one of my favorite things of the year. You know how much I love the Paley Fest. It's the television festival that is put on each and every year by the Paley Center, formerly the Museum of Television and Radio. They get together the cast and creative teams of some of your favorite TV shows, past and present, throughout the month of March. It's going on right now. If you want to see the lineup and see if there's any tickets available, there usually aren't many because these things sell out. You can go to paleycenter.org. But I have got tickets now for a show that I could not be more excited about. It's Return. Mad Men's the name of the show.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yay.
Lisa and I.
So excited.
Two lone applause in the wilderness. This event happens on March the 21st. Cast and creative team behind Mad Men will get together to talk about the upcoming season. If you are a Mad Men fan like I am, then you know I got to give you a little trivia question. I can't just give these away because I want somebody who really knows the show to go see it. I'm more like Kevin wandering in like,
how?
The portal bus dropped me off here. Can I see Mad Men?
How dare you.
Here's your trivia question. Don Draper, of course, John Hamm, the star and lead character of the TV series. What's Don Draper's real name? Don Draper's not his name. What's his real name?
Adele Dazeem.
Not Adele Dazeem. No, that is not it.
Good question.
Yeah, when Don Draper was in the Korean War, he assumed the identity of a fallen comrade to change his identity. He took the guy's name, switched dog tags with this cat. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First person through with the correct answer, Don Draper's real name, will get a pair of seats at the coveted Evening with Mad Men, thanks to Paley Fest 2014.
Giddy up.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Patrick Duffy is 56 years old today as we look at who was born on St. Patrick's Day. Kurt Russell is 63. Gary Sinise, you know, from CSI New York. And, of course, Forrest Gump, who's Lieutenant Dan in that film. He's 59. Rob Lowe celebrates his 50th birthday.
Yeah.
Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins is 47 years old. And actress Brittany Daniels is 38. Did we find out whether she's the twin? She's the twin. There used to be two actresses, I believe it was the Daniels girls, who were on that Sweet Valley High show. They were smoking hot twins, and they used to play twins together. And oh, there's a woman with a giant bruise on her ass. Just came up.
There's
on
no
the,
way
the
you're
going
to get to it in time.
There's
Mark.
No
Don't
way you're going to get to it.
Don't even worry about it.
Brittany Daniel. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's her. She's got a twin sister, right, Cynthia? Yeah, absolutely. I win. Tell me what I've won.
You didn't win anything, but we have a winner on the phone if you'd like.
We do for our Mad Men tickets?
Yeah, you could see it if Muggs would give that back to you.
I would love to go back to him.
That would help.
This person who's the winner. Dennis!
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Dennis. Are you a Mad Men fan?
Die hard.
Oh, love to hear that. What is the real name of lead character Don Draper?
Adele Dazeem.
No, it's not Adele Dazeem, Kevin. What is it, Dennis?
Dick Whitman.
Dick Whitman, that's right. Dick Whitman is his real name. And then he took Don Draper's dog tags off his dead body. What kind of person does that?
A bad person.
Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you're going to see an evening with Mad Men. Dennis, thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Dick Whitman. Before he dicks you. That's what
you've always said that.
I've always said that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. Wendy McClendon Covey from The Goldbergs. And we're going to talk to Larry King.
Oh, wow.
The real Larry King.
No, really? We're not going to do that.
Larry King is doing a...
We're talking about the disappearance of the plane? Is there some news story we're going to be talking about?
Larry King is going to be doing a Dodger baseball talk show. So Larry King, baseball.
I've never been more fascinated.
That is what is going to be happening tomorrow morning.
I'm a professional. Yes. Look it up in the book.
Right.
100-year-old Larry King.
Oh, come on, morning. Kevin.
We'll be doing that show on Sportsnet. And we've got your tickets for Coachella as well tomorrow morning.